This week on The Family Show, I paid a visit to Queen Ethelberga's Collegiate to talk about their Combined Cadet Force, otherwise known as their CCF, and in particular the RAF section that gives students the opportunity to develop real life skills, responsibility and resourcefulness in military themed activities. Now, working alongside the Army section, the RAF section at QE welcomes students from Year 8 onwards all the way through to Sixth Form. The school was celebrating one of their students being awarded the Cadet of the Week award, so I went along to find out more.
Queen Ethelberga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Hi, I'm Miss Watson. I'm the pilot officer, section commander for RAF at CCF QE.
Okay, and we're here today to talk about a certain award won by a student called the Cadet of the Week award. Can you just talk us through what is the Cadet of the Week and who can normally win it?
It's a feature on the Forces Radio, and normally it's open to all cadets, but typically the cadets that win it tend to be cadets outside of school environment, but Amelia was put forward and she won.
What sort of thing do you look for when you choose the Cadet of the Week?
If they've done anything outstanding, so any, you know, perhaps done Nijmegen Walk or took part in a big exercise, but right down to the enthusiasm, the experience, what the cadet themselves actually brings to the section. So they don't always have to do really big, groundbreaking things. So it's just their commitment, their development, their enthusiasm, their passion.
As I said, we're joined today by Amelia Wigglesworth, who is the Cadet of the Week. How did you react when you found out you're going to be the Cadet of the Week?
I was pretty surprised because Mum didn't tell me that she'd put me forward. So it was a nice surprise. I'm currently the most senior cadet in our RAF section. So that includes me generally looking out for the cadets. So that includes telling them what's going to happen each week, teaching a few lessons, leading drill, that kind of thing. So at QE, you can start joining the CCF from year 8. And when you join, you originally join it as a cadet, and then you can pick whether you want to join as RAF or Army section. And then from then, you'll be a recruit, and we give you a bit of training initially to get you up to a standard for drill, uniform, that kind of thing. And then once you've done all that basic training, you can become a cadet.
Not every cadet's going to be able to do everything straight away, so we're not looking for the perfect cadet straight away. We're looking for someone who's willing to learn, someone who's willing to work as part of a team as well as individual, someone who just wants to learn about the military but also have fun alongside it.
I'm not personally from a military family. The reason I started CCF was because at a school I went to a few years ago, it was compulsory for anyone in year 9. And at the time, I thought this is a waste of time, I don't want to do this. But the more I did in the CCF, I actually found that it was one of the best parts of my week, and just hanging out with people who were similarly enjoying it and going on camps and just anything, any part of it, really, I really enjoyed it. So I came to this school and I joined it as soon as I came.
Now, Mrs. Watson, as soon as she said the fun element, you had a massive smile across your face. Obviously, it's great, all the different skills it teaches you being in the RAF section of the CCF, but at the end of the day, it's got to be fun as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, and that's what we aim for. We try to make sure that, yes, they've got to have the serious side of the training, but we will ultimately make sure that the cadets have fun. If they don't have fun, they don't come back.
John Shaw, so I'm the lieutenant in charge of the Army section at QE. For myself personally, I'm a former soldier and I left in 2005. But about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, the current contingent commander at the school approached me and asked me, would I be prepared to come to the school as an instructor, as he had just taken over as the contingent commander. Certainly it would give someone a good grounding, or an initial grounding into the military, so things like being able to wear the uniform correctly and present yourself correctly, simple things like drill. If someone left school and did go into the military, they would have a bit of an advantage over their peer group that they were recruited with, because they would have a little bit of knowledge, but obviously they would go through the same training as everybody else. But it's not necessarily for people that just want to join the military. I mean, there's a lot of the youngsters that come through, the cadets, have no interest in the military as a career, but it does teach them things that they can take on into life and future employment, you know, being at the right place at the right time, appropriately dressed in a good condition.
I'm Mick Howard, I'm one of the pastoral seniors here at Queen Ethelberga. I actually support Forces students on site. I'm not part of the CCF itself.
Oh, okay.
So my job is really is looking after the welfare of the students who are from a Forces background. Sometimes the students might come across as quite confident, but actually it's kind of a front that they use or have developed, actually. And sometimes we need to break down a little bit.
So do you find that children that come from sort of a Forces background, this program gives them a bit of an insight into what their parents are into?
Yeah, definitely. Because I think when they first arrive, sometimes if I ask them a question, what is your dad doing in the army? They're like, well, he's just in the army. They don't really know. So I think going across to the CCF or indeed the RAF side of it, I think it's brilliant. And it gives them definitely an insight. But also what's brilliant about it is the fact that it's on my doorstep here, so they can just come out of the boarding houses and go.
Is a career in RAF something that you've looked at, something you're looking to go into?
I have looked into it, but I've decided instead to go towards a path in computer science. But when I'm older, I do hope to come back and help out in a CCF near me, as I think it's good to kind of mature the younger generation, and I've enjoyed it, so I hope that future generations will also be able to.
A massive thank you to everyone at Queen Ethelburgers for speaking to me, and another big congratulations to Amelia for her achievement. If you want to find out more about the Combined Cadet Force, which is just one of a number of fantastic activities at QE, head to their website at www.qe.org.
Queen Ethelburgers Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.